哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒。
Welcome to the Grub, everybody.
Love
welcome.
That. Love it when it really kicks in. With
oh yeah, we really get nice. That. We really hear that guy.
Well, this is the.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah. It's so good.
So good, that bit.
I really like it.
We are live around the podcast room.
Yes,
we
in preparation for our live shows. We're doing another straight on through
live episode. You might remember Ben and I did this a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite fun, Edo.
Okay.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun to do.
I feel the energy already.
You ride the energy and you just feel the flow.
Not only are we live, but we're wet.
Mm, live and wet.
Live and wet. Live and wet from Brunswick.
There's
it's
a lot
the grub.
Of lot of wetness in the air, a lot of wetness on the streets.
Better
and
be,
we've been out on those streets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're of the streets.
We are of the streets.
Mm.
I caught the tram before.
Whoa.
And
you're
was...
just like everyone else.
Yeah. And there was that's the message I'm trying to ram home.
Yeah.
if you're listening Nova FM, I'm just like everybody else. What? give me a job. And there were some young guys on the tram and they said this about another guy, and I'm wondering what your take on it is.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, oh, he wears socks as condoms, man. No, sorry. He wears condoms as socks.
He wears condoms as socks.
So he's got tiny feet.
Oh, is that what you think it means?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like you, and the other one goes, he'd wear condoms on his feet, that guy.
I reckon it either means he's just dumb.
Yeah.
Like as in that.
Or he's got tiny feet.
But it seems weird that they would say, like, I've never heard boys being like, oh,
his
fucking
feet,
tiny feet over here.
Tiny feet, man.
Little feet.
I guess they're running out of stuff little to pick foot. On each other about. Yeah. I wonder whether it was because of the rain, and in which case he's quite smart, that boy.
Mm. Well,
he's
what
got
if he had
waterproof condom socks?
Or he's got kind of a tubular foot.
This is all. How old do you reckon these boys were?
They're probably like, I don't know, 18-year-old boys.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was expecting to hear like 11.
13.
Yeah.
No, because it was school time, so they weren't school boys.
Mm.
They were just boys.
Yeah.
Boys.
Just loose boys.
Loose boys.
Just loose boys.
Someone
bounce them
loose.
Around the tram.
Yeah. They do bounce, don't they?
Yeah.
Loose
boys bounce. They sort of have a bouncy way of walking that they walk.
Yeah, if they've got attitude, yeah.
Yeah.
If they're downtrodden.
I was also on the bus recently.
Whoa! Double! Fuck, even normal people don't go on the
bus. I know.
You're abnormal.
I'm trying to stay out of the car and you use the public transport app and just see what happens.
That's
brave.
Yeah.
And there was a boy on there who pushed. I didn't like it. He was 14 or so. He got on the bus in his school uniform and he pushed past everyone. He pushed like a girl, like basically to the floor to get a seat.
Mm.
Yeah, right.
Very
schoolboys.
Yeah,
bloody school kids boys. These days, no respect.
It made me want to ring the school, and then I was like, I can't. Otherwise,
you can't,
I've crossed over.
Yeah.
So
I saw one of your students on the bus push a young girl out of the way.
That's the problem, because then they'd go,
which one?
Yeah, which one?
Yeah.
Which the big student? One. Which, the one that looks big.
The boy that looked yuck and big.
The loose boy.
What school was he from? Let's name and shame it on this podcast.
Brunswick High.
This is our ABC Four Corners.
Yeah.
The St. Kevin's.
Big expose on Brunswick Senior High.
Anyway.
Should we get into this?
Yeah, let's fucking get into
what's,
it.
Oh yeah, it's live.
We're getting straight into it. What's the first up on the chopping block?
Sonic the Hedgehog boner check.
Okay.
Woo.
Well, let's have a little bit of a music and let's get right into it. Grub, 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 grub it, grub.
Grub. No.
Okay. Go.
Oh,
I'm so excited to see this movie.
Sonic the Hedgehog. I mean, the game was great.
That was so
and
good.
This is a movie.
This is going to have Jim. It's Jim Carrey.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they redid the model. I'm very excited to see this film. I've heard really good reviews.
Excuse me, everybody. I am the cinema. Cinema.
You don't even know what you are.
You don't know
the
what
cinema,
you are.
I'm an executive from the cinema.
You're
from
a Hoyts. Cinema, a Hoyts
I'm
executive.
A Hoyts executive.
You're the cinema security?
Cinema Hoyts executive. I'm the CEO of Hoyts.
Cinema?
I'm the cinema of Hoyts executive. What's security.
Going on? I don't know.
We've had reports that people have been coming in to watch Sonic the Hedgehog and they've been popping boners while they watch the movie.
We're just two, I
don't think so. We're just two 14-year-olds.
Boys.
You're not cracking a fat over here?
We're just a couple of loose boys.
You're just boys.
We're just a...
Well,
I'm not even at puberty yet.
Well,
the movie hasn't even started.
I know, but just in case, I'm here to do an official boner check.
With that stick?
With this stick here. I'm going to poke your boner to see if there's resistance and see if a boner in fact exists. So I'm going to close my eyes so it's not in any way weird.
Oh, that's not that's my thigh.
Hang on. Is that a boner or is that a belt buckle?
I've got a Chico roll in there.
Oh, that's fair enough. Wait a minute. You can't have Chico rolls in the cinema. Hang on. And that was Sonic the Hedgehog boner check. We'll be right back right now.
How good is editing?
It's good.
So
we are having a lot of fun. We are having a lot of fun and
wet and live.
Well, it takes a bit of fiddling to get it right. And nothing fiddles better than a good Aussie fiddler.
Your eyes said, "Help me, then." And
I thought you guys were going to help.
Yeah,
me.
We didn't.
I thought it was a little short one.
Okay, great.
Takes a bit of fiddling.
I could have helped.
It does take a bit of fiddling, though.
It does take a bit of fiddling.
It takes a bit of fiddling.
But you know what
I've been thinking about lately.
What? Yes, Greg.
You know what I've been thinking about.
What have you been thinking about?
I've been thinking about the coronavirus.
Oh yeah, uh-huh. Isn't it? Terrible.
Mm. I've been thinking about the coronavirus.
You haven't stopped thinking about the coronavirus.
No, you love it.
I only think about coronaviruses. But I'm worried about those people in the cruise ship.
Mm. Yes.
You know, those people that
stuck and stranded.
Stuck out there on the cruise ship.
They're wet and live.
But there must be other people on holidays, in holiday locations, that are also stuck in quarantine. I wonder what they're doing right now.
Now.
Nah.
Why that music?
Why is that?
I don't know. Hang on.
Better.
Ocean Squirts Luxury Beach Flight Accommodation. Bring your family. Enjoy the squirt. Squirt. Enjoy the 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 squirt.
Hello, welcome to Ocean Squirts. My name is Jean. How can I help you?
Yes, John. All right.
Jean. Yes.
Is it John or is it Jean?
No, it's not Jean.
We've been through it. No, okay. What did we talk about with Maureen? Mm-hmm. It's about lowering voices, isn't it?
I know.
And everyone having a chance.
I know. It's about lowering voices, about respect.
Yeah.
I feel like between us and with
people in retail.
That's perfectly all right. Good to see you again, Aaron. It's Jean. Technically, I'm in hospitality. And speaking of such, how are you enjoying your stay here at Ocean Squirts?
I'm frankly not enjoying it even in a slight little bit.
Yeah. Yes. Look, he's become contaminated.
Yes.
I've become contaminated with the coronavirus.
That is unfortunate. We currently are on lockdown.
I know. And that's the thing. And look, at first, I loved it, you know. Mm. I had a carton of Coronas in my room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I sat there, and didn't I, Karen?
Yeah.
I sat there and I went, coronavirus, bloody fix it with a wedge of lime. And then I'd drink a Corona.
Fantastic joke.
And then I'd have a couple of Coronas.
Joke. That's the John I love.
Yeah, exactly.
That's who I married, yes. You know, not this grumpy bumpy, bumpy bum.
Exactly. And then I got real drunk on the coronas. And I said, look, I've got the coronavirus.
Yeah, you got a virus for the coronas.
And well, that was a hangover joke, that one. But but then we got him tested and yes, he does.
I do have the coronavirus, yeah. Because I was shitting myself a lot and I was puking and pissing. Yes. And I couldn't stop pissing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we are sort of in the depths of a infectious outbreak at Ocean Squirts.
Oh, we certainly apologize. Interesting. We'll be on the news. Do you reckon?
Absolutely, I reckon.
But here's, when are we getting out?
Don't bother.
When are we getting out of this?
Well, it just depends, you know. Here at Ocean Squirts, we want to make sure that you enjoy your time in quarantine while also enjoying the best squirts that we have to offer here at Ocean Squirts.
Look, I'm worried that it's actually coming from the squirt. Not to be difficult, but I know John had a deluxe squirt a couple of days ago.
A deluxe squirt all over my back.
A deluxe
and a back squirt.
Yes.
And the boils and welts.
Yes, I heard that.
That appeared after that squirt.
It sounded like
a
good squirt.
Did you hear
the
screaming?
Yes. Yes. I just thought it was screams of.
I had the foot squirt, so I'm not. Yeah. I'm feeling okay. The between the toe number.
And I do sincerely apologize. It seems like our back squirts were contaminated. We've changed suppliers for squirting, and we did accidentally buy a cheaper squirt from Wuhan.
Those cheap squirts.
Oh, from Wuhan. Now, you know that Wuhan is.
I do know that. Yes.
That's where the whole thing came from.
Yes, of course.
I knew it was the squirts. They said it was the bats, but I knew it was the squirts.
It didn't. We don't know which came first, the squirt or the bat.
The bat squirt?
But all animals, great or small, on this crazy little earth squirt.
But is that. Let me clarify. Do bats squirt sexually?
Well, you know, it's. Is there any kind of squirt that's not sexual? That's
bum squirt.
Well, you know, that just depends. Don't yuck someone else's yum. That's
no, but
I'm
mean,
saying.
There's a squirt. So it's not, like if you eat a big curry and then you have a squirt out, you poop
still.
Do you know much about the female orgasm?
Not really. And I'm not interested to learn.
Listen, Phil, I sincerely apologize.
I went to
we'd the just like to. Listen, we just like to offer you.
What are you going to say, honey? You say what you want to say, and then you give us the offer.
Okay.
All right?
Well, I went to one of the squirt orgasm workshops.
Yeah.
I came up here with some friends for the wellness weekend.
Yes, great
where we squatted over the squirt.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of moaning and gyrating.
Yes.
And
we enjoyed a nice mouth squirt.
Yeah. And you led that one.
Yes, of course. Well, you know, I might be the manager and concierge of this hotel, but I'm also the person that sort of is what the squirt is about.
Yeah, and when I climaxed, it was sort of a squirt meets squirt scenario.
We enjoy.
Is this music on a loop or?
Well, I think the music's changed now. The
that's
little,
right,
the
it
background
has changed.
Music that's changed
because
up.
I'd like to offer you both three complimentary squirts. Absolutely.
Are they Wuhan, though?
I don't give a fuck if it's a Wuhan squirt, if it's free.
These are some of our premium squirts.
I don't care if I break out in boils and pus drips down my mouth.
All right. Do you mind if I squirt on you right now?
Not at all.
I would love it, Jerome.
Just kneel down and I'll get.
All right.
I'll squirt right on your chest.
We're all kneeling down.
Here we go.
Hang on. Can I unzip?
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Okay, here Jerome goes with a big old squirt.
Wuhan!
Wuhan!
Oh, yeah! Thanks so much, Jerome. You really helped me out. Oh, yeah.
Here at the Grub, we enjoy the finer things in life, like textures, mints on a tray.
Yum!
And dancing with your mum.
Here I come, here comes mum, shaking my bum, here she comes.
Mum, give me the mints on the motherfucking tray. Give me the mints, Give me the mints on the motherfucking tray, bitch.
Oh, here comes mum, shaking her big mum bum.
Welcome back to the grub. Welcome back from where we were, which was
Ocean Squirts. Luxury beachside accommodation.
Yeah.
Why are they having a catastrophe down there?
Mm.
Seen any movies lately?
I took a taxi boat recently down the Yarra.
Outrageous.
I know, it was real crazy. Cheap. It was cheap, but like they had this special and we're like, fuck it, let's just do it.
Now hang on, were you wanting to get from A to B or was it more of an experience?
No, we actually was going up to where Rod Laver was and we were going up to Rod Laver from South Bay.
Rod Laver?
Yeah.
What are you doing at Rod Laver?
This is a little while ago. We went and saw Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Did you?
Yeah. Hmm. Very good. I opened for Martin Short once. Do you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Lies?
No.
Okay.
You telling the truth?
Yeah. I sucked. but there was this lady on that really inspired me.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, let's take a listen to this lady.
You don't recognise me, do you?
No.
No.
Hello, sorry?
That's me, Georgia. You don't recognise me at all, do you? It's funny because Marie didn't recognise me either when I was buying a ticket.
No, I'm sorry.
You know Marie?
Mum.
She didn't recognise me. I recognise her, but I think she's changed her hair. Did you recognise that?
I don't.
She didn't recognise me either.
Yeah.
And we take this every year, this taxi boat.
Doesn't matter.
We take it every year. We do it at the sweeps. Yeah. Take it at the sweeps.
So, yeah.
Sweeps is too expensive now, isn't it?
Mom, so overpriced.
There's not even a TV at the members bar, is there?
What sweeps?
Do you recognise me?
No, he obviously doesn't.
Georgia.
Mum.
You don't recognise me? I went to school with you. Do you not recognise that?
No, I think.
I went to school.
I think maybe.
I recognise you. You don't recognise me.
He doesn't recognise your mum.
I'm just working at the moment.
It's funny, Marie must have changed her hair.
Who's Marie? Who's Marie, Mum?
I didn't recognise her, and she didn't recognise me. It's real surprising. I was surprised. But now you don't recognise me.
I just don't feel like I do recognise you.
He doesn't. So he said that, Mum says, stop.
It's so weird. You were in my school. We went to high school.
Mm.
I saw you. You were so smart.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness. But you don't recognise me.
I don't recognise you.
Yeah, I know.
I don't recognise you.
We come here every year and you don't recognise me.
I'm not coming next year.
I don't recognise you. What would you like? What would you like to say to me or...
Do you want to order something, Mum? There's a queue.
Do you want me to recognise?
What does that mean?
Do you want me to recognise? I'll recognise.
You'll recognise?
I don't recognise you. You don't recognise me.
No, Mum.
Who do we recognise?
Nobody recognises anybody. Nobody recognises anything. Welcome back to The Grub. It's time to feel all the love from the grub.
When I get up in the morning, I know my thighs are gonna need a scrub. So I fill up the bathtub and I give myself a brush. And I rub-a-dub-dub on my thighs, not the rest of my body. I got clean thighs. I got clean, clean thighs. My calves are dirty. But my thighs are clean.
Clean thighs.
Do you want to have clean thighs? Maybe wash your dirty fucking thighs. If you got dirty thighs, wash them up. I'll come round, I'll wash them up for you.
Daddy comes round with the hose and washes my thighs. Watches
1800 clean thighs.
Daddy come round.
Get them thighs. Those thighs are looking real.
They wobble and they wiggle and they wobble and they wiggle on the hot spray. They wobble and they wiggle and they wobble and they wiggle on the hot spray.
You got filthy thighs. Thanks for coming back to Filthy Thigh. See you next time.
That's dubious.
And now it's time that you can own everyone's favorite collection of Dad's Crying with this new DVD box set of an all-new greatest collection of Dad's Crying. With your favorite Dad's Crying now, we've got Dad on a Bench.
I wish my brother was still alive.
Dad at Work.
Bloody fucking keyboard.
We got
shit.
Dad on an Airplane.
Oh, I'm on an airplane.
Ah. We got a dad crying at a movie, but pretending like he's not crying. For all your favorite dads in all your favorite sad situations, we've also got bonus Tears of Joy.
Oh, that movie Sling Blade was so good.
I can't believe you graduated.
And we've got Cutting Up an Onion.
Oh, I'm cutting up an onion. I'm fucking... I'm not even sad or anything.
Don't forget everyone's favorite, There's Something in My Eye.
Oh, there's just something in my eye, kids.
And if you call this toll-free number now on your screens, you can enjoy this free dad crying at the existential dread.
Why?
New box set of Dad's Crying. Available in Dimmicks and ABC stores.
Well, that was a good little...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good little lad.
Thank you.
So I like that. You know, it was fun.
Got my finger seen too today.
Oh, yeah? What'd they say?
What'd they see it?
They said he's, it's a bad one. 6 weeks.
Six more weeks.
Until I can finger again.
So it's going to be a while till you can finger again.
It's going to be a while till I finger again. But you know what, guys? I don't let that stop me.
Yeah.
I didn't get up in the morning and start crying and moaning and carrying on that I can't finger.
Mm-hmm.
I look out and go, what else can I do?
Mm.
Who else can I be?
That's good.
That's amazing.
And I step out and I go, hey, you know what? I'll jog.
You can jog. Anyone can jog.
I've got legs. I can jog.
You're out
there.
I can
jog to work and then, man, I can just fucking invest the money where I want to invest it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you guys come in.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Because... your money is valuable.
Yeah, that's true.
And I need your money.
Uh-huh.
Hey, not I. We. Mm-hmm. We need your money.
Yes.
We need your money. $2,000 of your money to invest so that we can wake up in the morning and go, hey, we've got something.
So you want us to give you money?
Yeah. $2,000 each. And we'll make this money our money, the money for the future.
Okay. Oh, sign me up.
Yeah, I'm keen.
Because do you want to be this in five years' time?
No.
I want to be something I want to, I don't want to, yeah. I don't want to be someone else. Anymore.
Yeah, you want to be on top of that mountain.
Yeah. I want to eat it.
Not the mountain. You want to be the top of the mountain. And guys,
I can do that for you. I'm doing the bank transfer now.
Yeah, I've done the bank transfer now.
So there's $2,000. That's everything. Technically, it was $1,998.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
That's okay, but $2 down the track from you. Great. Yep. And our money, the money, community money.
This is great. Yeah.
I think we're going to do it. But up until then, we have a guest in the studio.
Who's the guest? What's the guest name?
Oh, we're here today with a guest in the studio. His name is Smooth Thomas.
Smooth Thomas.
Hello, it's nice to be here. I'm Smooth Thomas.
Welcome.
Welcome to the grub.
Welcome to the grub.
And of course, it's coming into autumn.
Oh, yes.
So
one of my favorite times of the year. I love it when the leaves start to turn a golden brown and then fall off the trees. I especially love it when they fall off the trees. because trees, bear trees, remind me of me's.
Now you are quite a smooth unit.
Yes, it's not just a funny name.
You're really smooth.
Shiny and...
I'm actually in the Guinness Book of Records as the smoothest man. Mm-hmm. The smooth, I'm completely smooth.
Can I touch your skin there?
Yes, of course.
Woo!
Oh.
You are smooth. I'm rubbing the back.
There's a slickness
of you.
Yes,
but it's not wet.
No.
There's no moisture to it.
It's just smooth.
It feels like it should be wet, but then my hands are dry. It's
like the...
Sorry, I'm just... I like to apply lotion constantly.
Yeah, I see that there's a lotion.
Yeah, there is.
You know, having a smooth body like this doesn't come without its cons.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of pros.
Were you born this way? Did you shoot right out?
I had a dream.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a teen,
mm-hmm.
a teenage man,
mm-hmm.
I was 18.
You loose boy.
Mm. I was like you guys. I was rough. I was coarse.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I dreamt one day that I was smooth. And I said, what if I turn that dream into a reality and become the world's smoothest man? So now I tour around. I have these interview times. I talk at schools and I talk about sort of my determination and how if you wanted to do something that is, you know, smooth or something, then you could do it too.
What are the benefits of
Well, for instance, people love to touch me and I've always enjoyed it.
I didn't enjoy that. I mean, I like to touch you the one time to find out.
He is wiping his hand on his T-shirt now.
Also, I feel weird about it.
I love rubbing myself.
Mm-hmm.
I rub, you know, when I'm in bed, I rub my leg up against the other leg like a cricket, except this is one cricket that has no voice.
Mm.
I wish you weren't nude.
Well, I have to be, don't I?
Yeah.
Also, another thing that is quite a little bit troubling, besides having to apply lotion all the time and the painful laser treatments that I had to undergo, is that because I'm so smooth, the air moves around me faster. So it can create a small, just a very micro sort of weather pattern. Sometimes there have been actual clouds that have formed around my body. And a lot of the time, you're probably feeling it right now, is that a gentle breeze can sort of go through the air.
Hey, can I suck your dick?
I mean, I think that's...
Worst character.
Yeah, that is one of the worst ones.
I thought it was going quite well.
But it's... You know, you'd almost want to, though... Like if you saw someone that was the smoothest person alive, you'd want to give it a quick suck.
If there's a dick I want to suck, it's that one.
It's the smoothest dick. What's the dick? What's the dick like?
Oh,
have you got a dick or what's going on?
Well, as you know, dick is roughness, and so I've got a nice patch, just like a Ken doll. That's the smoothest patch. So while there is no peen, I do enjoy a good little rub.
And how do you excrete your fluids and stuff?
Oh, no excreting for me. I absorb it into my entire body.
Right. Well, thanks, cunt. It was nice to have you here on The Grub. We'll see you next time. Well, there's lyrics in this one. Maybe we could just listen to this song.
Nice.
It sounds like Smooth Thomas.
It does.
It does. And that was Smooth Thomas. Coming up, we got Incubus.
What's next? What's going on? Just read it.
We got another ad. We got board game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Or we got Moving Men. Or we got ATO phone text.
Board game ad.
Everyone's favorite board game is available now. The Name Your Favorite MP3 board game.
Stairway to Heaven, MB3.
No, it's Like a Virgin, Madonna.
It's the world's favourite board game.
Losing My Religion, R.E.M.
Yep.
Where you've got to name all your favourite MP3s before the timer runs out, and if you do, you win!
Oh, shit, I've only got 45 minutes left.
come on, come
just,
on.
Just give me
Jerry.
A second. Just today by the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yes.
Mozart Symphony Number 40 MP3. What else?
It was you've run out of time. It was I Wanna Fuck You Like an Animal. Nine Inch Nails.
That was one of my favorite MP3s.
Name your favorite MP3s. The board game. Now you can play the world's favorite TV show in your own home.
I can't get no satisfaction by the Beatles.
It's the Rolling Stones. But MP3s are sometimes mislabeled. So, and if that's your favorite MP3, then it counts. So yes. I guess you've won. What do the rules say?
There are no rules. Name your favorite MP3 board game. Pick it up or suck my dick.
So wait a minute. I'm just naming MP3s that I know about?
You gotta name 10 though, Jerry.
Well, yeah.
In the time.
Why did this game cost $700?
$700!
Yeah.
Wow, I'm going to buy that board game.
Yeah,
sounds like a good deal. I'm a board gamer myself. I love to play board games.
We're doing all right, actually.
Yeah. Are we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to play board games. I got a lot of stuff in my house.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. You got a lot of stuff in your house?
I got some stuff in my house.
Oh, sure. I've got a house.
You got a house?
Well, I've got an apartment.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to have a house one day if things pick up.
Mm. Yeah. They won't.
Okay.
So
brutal.
So let's, you know, moving house is hard. Mm. Moving house is hard. So maybe here's a little something about someone moving house.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, right click. The grub.
Grubby grubs.
Okay, so nice to meet. Oh, sorry.
Fuck.
What are you saying to me right now?
So, Mr.
Gunch. Ronald Gunch. Yes.
Okay, so you've ordered couples to move you.
Yeah, so we're part of the moving service and we're going to move house. Yeah.
I'm Stephanie and this is Pete.
Yep.
Let's just get our heads around. We've got like a pile of boxes here.
Yep.
That's
all my collection of figurines.
Okay, no worries. And what about these fun swords?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be hard for us.
Okay. Technically, it's not a sword. It's a katana. I suppose you could say that a katana is a subdivision of sword in general.
Yeah, it's still a type of sword, isn't it?
It's a katana. I'd prefer if you use the proper names.
It's got a handle
and
a blade.
They're actually deadly weapons.
Okay, and some of this stuff isn't packed. These e-cigs, are these?
I don't smoke e-cigarettes, okay? I'm actually smoking. Those are vapes, okay? That's the Elephant Jumbotron. Okay. Jumbo elephant nicotine blaze it.
Yeah. Okay, so you're paying us by the hour. Mm-hmm. So
Okay, and just on your hat stand, just a quick one. Do you want those hats, those fedora things?
Oh.
What?
I'm not actually someone who would wear a fedora.
Oh, well, you've got about 12 of them.
Well, I actually don't. I don't have any fedoras. I have 12 trilbies. Okay, there's actually a pretty big difference between a fedora and a trilby. I mean, one of them is a wide-brimmed hat commonly worn by nerds. The other is a wide-brimmed hat commonly worn by gentlemen. I think you'll find that I am a gentleman.
Okay. Let's get the boxes.
And you got a bunch of sort of open cartoon DVDs and
things. Oh, my goodness. Not a cartoon. Absolutely not a cartoon. This isn't Mickey Mouse. Okay, this isn't Disney. These are anime. Okay, this is anime. This is manga. You know, this is not in any way cartoons. I think you're fine.
Right.
Now, if you could just move all this stuff, that would be great.
Okay, Steph, do you want to just give me a hand with this real heavy box?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. What?
Sorry, what's in here? Can you take it out? It's just really...
Actually, there's a bit of... There sounds like there's a few moving parts.
I'd prefer
it
if you didn't open the box.
Well, we're going to have to because we can't move this.
Okay.
We told you, like, our weight restrictions.
Just be careful with this. It's actually very fragile. Okay.
Oh my God.
What is
It's a sex doll.
That's actually not a sex doll. Okay.
I've
seen
one
that's
before.
My waifu, okay? That's actually my waifu. She's my Japanese companion lover/wife. Okay, we're actually in a relationship. And what? I know that seems weird to you.
Why does she smell?
It smells.
She doesn't smell. She has her own scent, you know. And it doesn't,
what, deep BO and jizz?
This is, okay, and it's, first of all, I
would, oh, no, that's you.
Don't talk about her in that way. That is my wife. It's Kiki from Kiki's Delivery Service. All right, she's
Wait,
a beautiful
Hang
beautiful
on, sorry.
Woman.
Okay, yeah. Kiki's Delivery Service. That's a 13-year-old girl.
Actually, oh no. Okay, just hang on a second. No. Okay, yes, she appears to be a 13-year-old girl. It is it's an anime. She's a witch. There's magic involved. So it's actually a magical kind of, you know, it's not in any way.
Hang on. You know. How do you know who Kiki, what Kiki is?
What?
How do you know what this? How you seem to know Kiki's delivery?
No, what? Not a nerd.
Yeah, are you?
Are you?
Do you like anime as well, good sir?
No, I don't know anything. I would never do that. Okay.
Okay. Well, anyway, here,
well, you seem to know a bit about. Hang on.
I don't. Can we just get along? Or what about?
Hang on. Like you told me you're like a, you present as a hipster. Like,
you told me
you were a musician and a removalist.
Yeah, I'm a musician, okay, and a removalist, okay. And can we just continue on?
Well, here's a statue, a Gundam Wing statue that you can move.
Actually, that's a Neon Genesis Evangelion.
What?
Aha. I have exposed you, good sir. Would you like to have a sword fight with me?
You have bested me in this battle of wits.
Oh, let's go.
Oh,
parry, good sir.
Excellent riposte.
Oh, you have knocked off my trilby.
No.
Perhaps you would like to have a threesome with Kiki later on.
Oh, I would love that.
We are polyamorous.
So much so. Yes, please.
Can I ask you a question?
Live long and prosper.
It's 40 degrees. You're moving house. Why are you wearing all black and a trench?
To hide the scent of my body. To make it appear as though I'm not as husky as I am. That's the reason. So, all right. Well, thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Grub, 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 grub. Just sit in front of the TV, watching alone. There's phone ad. Okay. Let's give it a ring.
Taxation office, and I enjoy mountain bike riding on the weekend. I've been single for 5 years. I'm sick of running from myself and hiding. Want to face the truth? Press 1 if you're interested in touching my body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1. It's just a little bit.
Hello.
Oh no!
Sorry, but it's a bit wet today. So I just was running a bit, feel a bit tired and in the humidity, and I couldn't find my rain jacket, so I got here late. I found it now.
Yeah,
you couldn't find your what?
My rain jacket.
Oh, I thought you said your manger.
Yeah.
No. I'm not the baby Jesus.
The actual grub. What have you been doing? Because Greg's been here, but where have you been?
Well, as you know, I'm an avid reader.
Yes, indeed. What are you reading at the moment?
I'm reading this book called Olive Again, which is in follow up to the book Olive Kitteridge, which is about a small town. It's about everyone that lives there, but revolves around Olive. It's a good person, but she's large. But
large?
Yeah. Not fat, but large.
Just a large personality.
A big person, tall.
Mm-hmm.
And she speaks her mind. She just says, I don't want that cake. So anyway.
So she's back in the sequel.
In the sequel, yes. Yeah. She's getting older and older and older and grumpier and grumpier and grumpier. But the people in the town are changing and moving, and I pick up their stories from the first book, which I read about 4 years ago.
Is Bill Murray still in it?
He was in the teleconference or television.
I like that you call it a teleconference.
Yeah, I didn't forget it. That
speaks to how much of an avid reader you are.
Yeah, I didn't care for the television version. Yeah. If I read the book.
Greg, I know that you guys had a trying relationship, but I think that you know, just seeing you guys talk, I think you're actually glad to see the grub.
I am.
Yes, it's good to get out. Greg wasn't letting me out for a while.
No, that's right.
Because he was embarrassed of me. Because I was getting out in social situations, not just at podcasts, but at parties and Christmas time I popped out.
Well, the grub, we've actually got a little surprise for you.
Yes.
Before the show, Greg and I, we kind of spiced up Greg's asshole a little bit more. We cleaned it.
Yeah.
We gave it a lick of paint.
No way, you guys.
And here are the scissors.
No way,
cut
you
the
guys.
Ribbon. We're relaunching Greg's asshole.
No way, you guys.
Yes,
oh my god, look at it. It's a complete makeover. Oh my god, what have you done?
Yeah, it's time.
How did you put that? Is that brand new, that couch?
It's all brand new.
Oh,
everything's
god.
Brand new.
Oh, it's got a courtyard.
And all of this has been happily donated. From all of our friends at Freedom.
Oh my god, furniture. It's amazing. So, look at the new kitchen. I got an island bench. I can finally do all the cooking.
That was donated by All Kitchens. Get your kitchens, get them fresh.
Oh, and the bathroom, the walk-in shower. No way, you guys. Yep, I thought you hated me.
Check this out. Towel warmers.
Oh, no way. No, I can't believe I'm so emotional. Thank you.
Yeah, it's all in
no
there.
No one's done this
this
for me.
This is your house.
No one's ever
this
done
is
this.
Your new
oh
house.
Oh, my God. It was the
and, Grub, I've paid 2 months' rent
already. Oh, my gosh. No way.
Yeah, you got 2 months'
oh
rent
God,
of Greg's arsehole. And I've talked to Greg.
Why are you doing
and
this?
You can get a dog.
Yes, I'm going to finally get the sausage
dog. Put a dog in my arm. But wait a minute. Who do you pay the rent to? Because Grub hasn't been paying me any rent.
Well, just this lady that looked like... Edo.
What?
I paid Edo the rent. She said she would give it to you.
Edo is the landlord of my ass.
It's... What a twist.
This is bullshit.
I can't this believe is bullshit. It. I don't know what to say, but this is so special. Oh, my God.
The ground.
Well, that is fun. Fun time it's, had by all.
Yes, I enjoyed that.
What did you think of your first full live episode?
I forgot a lot of times that it was live, and then I went, oh.
Yeah, it's easy to do.
I'm nodded off.
You know, I think we've got our work cut out for us in this live show.
Well, I think it's going to help if we have all of our cues sort of ready to go. No offense, Greg.
Yeah.
Well, no offense, none taken.
It's hard.
Your show.
I did do that last year or the year before. Thank you, Ben.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think that's it.
Right? Why don't we go out on a song?
Yeah,
but
sometime.
Before we do that, check out our comedy festival live shows.
Yes.
They will be better.
Yes.
Than this.
The comedy festival live shows will be a lot of fun. we will be doing a lot of sketches. We're doing a lot of fun. We have merch.
Wigs.
We got people wigs.
Saturday 4 p.m. Smocks. Cooper's Hotel.
Cooper's Inn.
Yes, that's
in
right.
In Melbourne. Sorry if you're not in Melbourne.
Get your tickets. Get it
fly
hot.
In.
If this goes well, then who knows? We might do more of these.
Also,
Canberra.
Edo's doing a couple of shows of our old show, and Greg is doing his brand new one man show, which is very ambitious. And I'm doing Funny Lady, walking tours of Funny Lady. It's going to be, it's equally as getting more and more expensive. That's going
to
be fun.
A real something. So what kind of song would you like to listen to as we go out? What should we sing along to?
Something smooth in you know, in tribute to
smooth.
I'll type in smooth.
Smooth Jonathan.
Smooth Thomas.
Sorry, lest we forget.
I don't think we've heard the last of Smooth Thomas. As always, Grub of the fucking year is Scott
ScoMo.
Morrison. You absolute cunt.
Scott Morrison, fuck all our dicks.
And including mine, which is the worst one. It's all hooked.
You got a hook a dick.
Hook cock.
What about this? How does this sound for an outro? Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
We can do something
love it.
Better. We can do something better. What about this? This one's just called Moving Slow and Smooth.
Great. Perfect.
You've been listening to The Grub, and it's time to take a bath because your thighs are dirty. You got sweaty, dirty thighs.
You've been listening to the grub, and you don't really understand it, but you know that it touched you deep down inside, and you don't know how to handle it. So you go into work tomorrow and you scream and shout, and you say, fuck you guys, I'm not working here no more. I've got something better in my life, and it's the grub.
Who could forget all our great hits for this episode? We had It Takes a Bit of Fiddlin'. What a great little tiny sketch that was. Leaving Me Out to Dry. Sonic the Hedgehog, Boner Attack, loving that. Big shout out to that one. Ocean Squirts, Coronavirus, revisited with a bang.
Word.
With Ocean Squirts, good to see those characters. Didn't recognize Lady. She was a real character, a real lady.
Yeah.
Really happened there.
Yeah.
We got Smooth Thomas.
Oh, I love that Smooth Thomas. He was smooth.
He was smooth.
Ronald came back. Big Ronald. Favorite. Loved
big Ronald.
We thought that went really well.
The grub.
Then we had some ads. We had DVD box sets.
Yes.
Dad's
put it
crying.
In your dick. Put it in your dick.
Big shout out to all everyone up in the... up in the coast.
Up in North Queensland.
Yep.
Respect.
Respect. Stay cool.
One time I got here early and I saw Greg and Ben fucking each other in
the
ass.
That's the end of the song. All right. I'll see you later.
See you next week.
All right.